It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and whereas it's fun to go to an ice cream parlor, homemade ice cream always tastes the best. Here are five tips for the perfect ice cream, one with a soft serve consistency yet firm and scoopable. Tip number one, freeze the freezing container for a good 24 hours. The bowls of most ice cream makers take at least 24 hours to freeze, and it needs to be frozen solid to make ice cream. Get in the habit of storing the bowl of your ice cream maker in the freezer so it's always ready to go. Tip number two, chill your custard before freezing. The custard for your ice cream can never be too cold. I chill mine in the fridge overnight before making my ice cream. Tip number three, for extra creaminess, use whole or whipping cream. Skim or even 2% milk is too watery to make creamy ice cream. For extra creaminess, use 100% whipping cream. Tip number four, don't overfill your ice cream maker. Fill your ice cream maker only about 2/3 full. If you fill the bowl up to the top, the ice cream won't aerate and freeze properly. Tip number five, add your mix-ins at the end. Add mix-ins such as chocolate chips, nuts, and candy pieces once the ice cream is already done, just for only the last minute of churning. This will help the mix-ins distribute evenly. Homemade ice creams keep well for up to a week. After that, they begin to lose their flavor and creamy texture. Eat it quickly, you can always make more. And if your family loves ice cream as much as mine, it won't last long at all. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.